From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Women helping other women nurse their babies isn't new, but some mothers in Colombia are donating their breast milk in less conventional ways. KBIA's Michaela Sosby reports on the new role social media is playing in milk sharing.
Danielle Gertz's one-year-old son, Emmett, likes to play with toy trucks, run around the living room, and has a lot to say.
Do you want to do it again? Okay, that's a yes.
He's almost weaned off his mother's breast milk. But a few months ago, Gertz had more milk than she knew what to do with, so she'd bag and freeze the extra.
And there was no way I was going to throw it away, because pumping is a lot of work and a lot of time. There's a lot of love in the little plastic bags of milk.
Sarah Cranston also decided to breastfeed her son, Ian, but she wasn't able to produce enough. She tried formula, but Ian didn't like it. She tried diluting what breast milk she had, but he didn't like that either. Cranston found her solution someplace else, Facebook.
And so I put some posts out on Facebook, and one of the moms, local moms, said she had a bunch of milk in her deep freeze that I could have.
And that's how she met Gertz. Gertz donated her surplus milk to Cranston multiple times. But there are health concerns associated with online milk sharing. Recipients can't be sure it's free of disease or additives without proper testing. Marjorie Sable is director of the Missouri School of Social Work and a researcher in maternal and child health.
Then there are legal issues, too. Would the woman who donated the milk be legally liable for anything or not? You know, if this was a transaction that they both agreed to.
Untested donor milk is making health professionals across the nation uneasy. A recent study in the journal Pediatrics found 10% of milk sold online contained cow's milk or formula. But these women aren't selling. They're giving it to each other for free. And to Lupe Ortiz, a mother of four, that makes a difference. She wasn't able to produce enough milk on her own, and formula made her son, Jonah, sick. She uses donated milk to supplement her own.
If you see people, hey, you want to buy breast milk for $2 an ounce or $5 an ounce, you know, you have that, it makes you think. But there's a lot of moms out there who are willing to do it for free just to help other babies out.
Pat Stewart is a lactation consultant at Kilgore's Pharmacy. She says there are risks associated with online milk sharing.
The disadvantage, being a consumer, you have to be very careful in what you are getting. That disconnect between the source and the receiver concerns me a little bit.
That's why Cranston started asking Gertz questions.
At first I was looking for specific answers, but then I thought, you know, I can tell by the way she answers these questions and the level of detail that she's the kind of person who's being careful with her milk.
Ortiz agrees with Cranston. But for her, these online groups are more than just a resource.
But it feels like a sisterhood because we are going through the same thing, and we all have these other moms who are there supporting us and saying, hey, you can't help or you can't feed your son. I'm going to do this for you.
Gertz says that idea motivated her to donate. Even though their milk sharing days are over, both Gertz and Cranston say they look forward to watching each other's kids grow.
Daniela Vidal and Tony Pang reported that story with Michaela. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.